My father had a great love of books and of learning, and in many ways, he was very much a student as well as a teacher. And we knew this from the way he read and the love he had for books. But we also knew this from the way he traveled and the way he took pictures while he traveled. And then finally, we knew this by the way he actually went about finding things out that he wanted to know about when he was reading or traveling or trying to learn more things. And this was particularly true one time when he was studying, well, he was actually consulting down in South Africa. And it was during apartheid, and it was during the Soweto problems. And he decided that he really didn't understand what Soweto was about. So he rented a car, and he went out and looked for himself. And that was kind of what he did when he wanted to know more. And it was a wonderful way of learning and learning from him how to understand things in the world. He had a very, very strong sense of being able to get to the heart of the matter and the heart of getting to people. And he really understood people in a way that it took a lot of times, as we've heard, a lot of people did not understand how well he understood them. And that, in a funny way, made him an excellent talent scout. Now, the first example of this is the most obvious, and that would be when, at 15, he went to a Halloween party, and there was a new beauty that had arrived, brand new on the block, and her name was Doris. And he preempted the competition by getting to walk her home that night, winning her heart. And the next 69 years are pretty much history. But it's an amazing story that we have to tell. And I can speak for my sisters, we're very thankful for it. And I think the second example of his talent scout capabilities is another one that's been brought up. And that's about the world-class department and that he joined and the people that he then surrounded himself with at Stanford. And the fact that the engineering department and the construction management program were considered to be the best of kind across the world. But it wasn't just that the department was good, it was that it was filled with world-class people. And I know that my dad felt the same way about his friends. And I think, again, my sisters would agree that it's a very hard model to beat, that everyone here is here because they were world-class in his life. And finally, a third example of my dad's talent scout capability happened about 15 years ago. And that was when a young gentleman who was supposed to do 3 hours of painting came into dad's life. And his name was Adon. And Adon was, I think, a friend of Dorian's. And I think my dad, even though Adon didn't speak much English at the time, and my dad did not speak much Spanish at the time, nonverbals were always a point which was beneficial for him. And he saw in Adon something very special. And pretty soon, it became the Juan A. Adon Club, where my father, Juan, or John, showed Adon everything he could about construction and pouring concrete and shared the family recipe for concrete with Adon. And Adon, in exchange, became the steward of the Fallendale Gardens and remains so till today and has been a terrific asset to the family, a terrific friend. And to get back to the point about the talent scout, we're very lucky that my father got there first because all of the neighbors of this room probably would agree with me that, in fact, Adon is a very hot commodity in Los Altos Hills now. And since then, Adon has gotten married and had 3 children, and the whole family is part of our extended family, and we're very, very happy to have him here, as well as Evie and Brad, who are also extended family for us here, cousins. So I think when you look at the legacy my father has, you look at his fingerprints being all over our lives, and that probably speaks most in the way that he would. I think the fact that he's got among his daughters a professor of geography who also does a number of other things. He's got an environmental engineer. He's got a teacher who is not only bilingual, but runs everything else in sight in her world. And he's got a daughter who works at Stanford in a design and construction department. We'd probably pretty well sum up the fact that he had a bit of influence on our lives. So I think we celebrate today very much his being here, and in many ways we're thrilled to see so many of his close friends here. And we want to say thank you to you, and thank you to all the people too that have helped us get to this point today, because this was really an act of love by all of his friends.